listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. Air evacuations have been carried out in the New South Wales central west town of Yuapalong overnight, which is completely cut off by floodwaters. Peter Vlatko is the GM of Cobar Shire Council and says the amount of help that's been offered has been incredible.
They've got police brought in, they've got the SES brought in, everybody's coming in helicopters to make sure that, you know, we save a little community like Yuapalong. And it's a great effort, and the people just should be so proud of what they've done.
While Moolamine in the New South Wales southwest is expected to be isolated for weeks. The alleged gunman at a Virginia Walmart has been identified as the manager who opened fire on employees in a break room, claiming six lives. The suspect is among the dead. Police say they're yet to find a clear motive. Around 1,000 surgeries in WA have been cancelled ahead of tomorrow's nurse strike. It comes as those in New South Wales are being urged not to take more industrial action after yesterday, as so many staff are already off sick with COVID. Meantime, it's been revealed one in three Australians are less likely to test for COVID when showing symptoms than a year ago, despite a rise in cases. A new survey has found just how complacent we've become, with two-thirds of respondents saying they believe the worst of the pandemic is over. And the Finnish Prime Minister will head down under next week. It'll be the first time their PM has made a visit to Oz. More controversy at the FIFA World Cup in Qatar overnight. German players covered their mouths in their team photo ahead of their opening match against Japan. The move part of a protest against FIFA's threats of issuing yellow cards if players wore inclusive armbands earlier this week. Japan went on to win the clash 2-1 in a come-from-behind victory. And our Socceroos have an opportunity to atone for Wednesday's loss to France when they faced Tunisia on Saturday night. We went down to France 4-1 yesterday in our opening match. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, partly cloudy in Brisbane, a top of 30 degrees, also fine for the Gold Coast and 27. Mostly sunny for Sydney, 25 the max, partly cloudy for Melbourne, a top of 19. Similar skies for Hobart, 20 the max, mostly sunny for Adelaide and 24, partly cloudy for Perth and 23 degrees. It's the daily stories that matter in under 20 minutes. Search the Briefing podcast on Listener, download the app now and listen for free.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.